The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, with all sectors feeling the impact of Corona, retailers have seen an uncertain situation turn dire very quickly. With calls for rate freezes and concerns over the supply chain for supermarkets, retailing is having to rapidly adapt to a changing situation. Now, I'm joined on the line by Jean McCabe, Deputy Chair of Retail Excellence Ireland and owner of the award-winning Ennis & Galway boutiques Willow. Jean, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Now, the challenges facing retail, we know that some retailers, particularly supermarkets and so on, are going to do very, very well. There's a huge demand for their services, and so much so they can't even keep pace with the demand for online delivery.
Yes, I'm aware that there is a backlog with online delivery right there, but there's some good options around click and collect too. And I do know of an Irish startup that's based there in Dublin that has the opportunity to scale, where they can help facilitate personal shoppers to help do shopping and delivery for people that may be isolated.
Now, for employers generally who are retailers, they have a duty of care to two different cohorts. One is their own employees, very importantly, and secondly, their customers.
Absolutely. So our members have been taking measures over the past 2 weeks. You've probably seen the perspex screens going up. They're wearing gloves. There's really strict protocols around hand washing and wiping down their stations. And we have communicated all that information across the retail industry. There's a duty of care to reassure our employees also that we're taking every measure possible to keep them safe and to ensure they don't get sick. But as we know, this is quite a hard disease to control. So, you know, retailers are facing the situation where they might have employees that will go out sick. You see that in the pharmacy industry, looking for pharmacies. They're operating in teams also to try and mitigate any chance of cross-contamination. So our members are being quite creative and responsible in what they're doing to ensure employees and their shoppers are kept safe.
Are you fearful of what measures the government might now bring in, maybe close more outlets?
So the dilemma is across the board regards non-essential and essential retail. I think we all know what essential is. You know, it's your health food stores, it's your grocery markets, your butchers, your fruit and veg stores, all the essentials that we need for day-to-day. We'll have to wait and see what the call is today from government. Some retailers have been calling for a closure, others haven't. Then you have the issue around insurance and the business disturbance and the insurance companies avoiding that payout until there is a decree from government. So look at the believe that, you know, we're not in a position to call that. That is something that the chief medical officer will have to call, and we have to trust their decision on this.
Now, some owners are kind of insulated. They may have owned their property for years and years and years, so rent might not be an issue, but rates will continue to be an issue. What do you want?
Well, rates and rent are both a big issue for a lot of retailers, and we have been calling on more than a 2 months rate break, which the government have announced. If we look across the water and we see the UK, they were quickly moved in to approve a 12-month rate break, and we have called on our government to do the same. Businesses and retailers need that sense of reassurance. There are so many uncontrollables in the market right now. This is something that we can do to alleviate fears. Central government can pick up the tab to help out local authorities when that comes to the case. But I think right now some measures need to be put in place. You know, businesses have had to close their door for the first time ever. I spoke to a retailer yesterday who's 35 years in business, has 14 stores, employs hundreds across the country of Ireland, and he's working since he's 13, and now he'll be signing on for the job seekers allowance. Yeah. So, you know, it's stressful times. Whatever we can do to alleviate any of those stresses for small businesses and for businesses across the country, we need to be doing now and swiftly.
Are you suggesting one size fits all, that everybody gets the break? Because it would be bizarre if the, you know, the Tescos, the Super Values of the world, who will be thriving in this crisis, would get a rent and rates break.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it would have to be looked at in detail. It wouldn't make sense for others that are I suppose, trading in this space and trading well in this space. But I think there's a lot of analysis that would need to be done on that and how you would control those kind of measures. But I do know the small business sector across Ireland, which is 90% of retailers are Irish-owned, need some help, and they need it now. Because there's actually a big issue coming down the line.
Yeah, we await what the government will decide today. The cabinet's meeting at 10 o'clock and they have a big financial package to discuss. Hopefully that will be applied to retailers. But Jean McCabe, Deputy Chair of Retail Excellence Ireland, thank you very much for joining us.